This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, August 22nd, brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Warehouses in crosshairs. New Cal OSHA board member. Freedom Caucus threatens spending showdown. Businesses plead for easing warehouse regulations. As the global goods movement has hit an all-time high, warehouses for those goods have rapidly expanded near Southern California's ports. That has triggered a swath of new regulations from multiple levels of government. During a recent assembly hearing on ports, Matthew Hargrove, president and CEO of the California Business Properties Association, detailed the many obstacles for building warehouses. Companies must analyze the potential air quality, health, and climate impacts to comply with the California Environmental Quality Act. Hargrove said the CEQA is making it harder and harder to develop the things that we need to strengthen our goods movement sector. A third of the buildings under construction are in municipalities that have proposed or enacted moratoriums on industrial development. The city of Pomona, for example, has banned warehouses altogether. Pushing warehouses further from the ports leads to more fuel emissions, while the trucks still drive through the impacted communities, he argued. Local Air District has also issued a rule that is greatly impacting how goods get moved around, and the legislature is considering a bill to create a 1,000-foot buffer for new warehouses near homes. A change-up at the Cal OSHA board. Governor Newsom has appointed a new member of the Cal OSHA Standards Board, which governs the Workplace Safety Agency. The appointee, Joseph Alioto Jr., has served as a trial lawyer, federal prosecutor, and civil litigator. Alioto is no stranger to the San Francisco politics where Newsom began his career. Alioto's father was the city's mayor at the same time Newsom's father was rising from a tax attorney for Getty Oil to preside as state appeals court judge in San Francisco under the appointment of former Governor Jerry Brown. Alioto replaced Barbara Burgle on the standards board. Burgle was an occupational health consultant and professor emeritus at UC San Francisco and often sided with labor concerns. She fiercely pushed back on agriculture's pleas to allow the use of autonomous tractors on farms. Training of the next generation of ag and food workers takes innovative approaches. In the third installment of a series on the Great Farm and Food Talent Search, AgriPulse examines more workforce issues facing American agriculture. Colleges, companies, farm organizations, and others around the country are employing innovative thinking to develop the next generation of ag and food employees. Apprenticeships, workforce training, career development, and onboarding employees all offer ways for companies to build their future workforce with the talent needed to meet the growing projected job opportunities in the agriculture sector. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Robbo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.robboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Robbo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Freedom Caucus threatens spending showdown. The House Freedom Caucus is raising the stakes for a showdown over federal spending this fall. The group of hardline conservatives yesterday issued a list of demands that they insist must be met before they'll support a continuing resolution needed to keep the government funded when the new fiscal year starts October 1st. A clean CR would be an affirmation of the current FY23 spending level, grossly increased by the lame duck December 22 omnibus spending bill that we all vehemently opposed just 7 months ago, the group says. The Republicans also are demanding action on three specific issues: border security, the unprecedented weaponization of the Justice Department, and the cancerous woke politics in the Pentagon. Why this matters? Well, if House Speaker Kevin McCarthy can't get Freedom Caucus members to support a CR, he'll have to move it with Democratic support, potentially putting his leadership posts at risk, or risk a partial government shutdown in October. Until this issue gets resolved in some fashion, it could be difficult for the GOP leadership to move a farm bill. House members oppose EATS Act. A total of 171 House members, including five Republicans, signed a letter sent yesterday to Agriculture Committee leaders opposing the Ending Agricultural Trade Suppression Act, or the EATS bill, which a Harvard analysis estimates could nullify as many as 1,000 state agriculture laws, including California's Proposition 12, mandating animal production standards. Modeled after former Representative Steve King's amendment, which was intensely controversial and ultimately excluded from the final 2014 and 2018 farm bills, the EATS Act could harm America's small farmers, threaten numerous state laws, and infringe on the fundamental rights of states to establish laws and regulations within their own borders, the letter says. Representatives Earl Blumenauer of Oregon and Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania led the letter, which opposes EATS inclusion in the upcoming farm bill discussion or any similar legislation. Bill targets NRCS watershed program for improvement. A new bill aims to make it easier for communities to get funding for watershed and flood prevention projects. The bipartisan Healthy Watersheds, Healthy Communities Act would streamline the planning and administration processes to enable more watershed-wide projects, shift decision-making to local NRCS staff, expand program eligibility, and allow federal funding to count toward state and local match requirements, a news release from Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado says. Bennett and Senators Deb Fischer of Nebraska and Jeff Merkley of Oregon introduced the bill to improve the Natural Resources Conservation Service's Watershed and Flood Prevention Operations Program, which they say is facing increased demand. The Biden administration sought an increase of about $100 million to $175 million for the program in fiscal 2024. The House FY24 spending bill would zero out funding, while the Senate would provide about $90 million. The program received $500 million in the 2021 infrastructure bill. USDA watchdog AMS did not adequately keep track of contracting process. The Agriculture Marketing Service did not, quote, adequately monitor its contracting process for its food purchase and distribution program or verify whether some of the commodities it purchased were produced domestically, that according to a recent report from the USDA Inspector General. Through the program, the agency purchased about $2.3 billion in agricultural products impacted by trade tariffs in fiscal years 2019 and 2020, that according to USDA. The key Inspector General report also found that, quote, at least one piece of key documentation was missing from each of the 30 purchase orders it reviewed from the program. The Inspector General found, quote, no reportable issues relating to the type and quantity of commodities purchased for the program, that according to the report. AMS agreed with the recommendations from the Inspector General that future iterations of the program ensure that domestic origin of commodities is, quote, adequately verified and create a formal review process for contracting commodities, among other things. Well, here's today's He Said It. Even if you've studied the last 100 years of water, that won't help with what's happening now. That Ron Roby, a California appeals court judge, in an interview with the Public Policy Institute of California on educating the judiciary on water. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, August 22nd, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.